Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Michael Elliott Podcast. I am Michael Elliott. I hope you're getting a lot of great value and a lot of great insights out of the podcast. If you do feel that way and you're enjoying what you're hearing, please consider supporting the podcast via patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Michael Elliott. This podcast, guys, is listener supported and funded. And your help and your support would go a long way and would mean a lot to me. So if that's something you're interested in and could help with, please do at patreon.com. There'll be a link if you're listening on SoundCloud. And if not, you can always find it at michaelelliott.net. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the show.
The Michael Elliott Podcast.
To grow as an individual is very challenging. There's a part of you that wishes to remain the same, that wishes for your current circumstance to remain the same, that wishes for time to stop and remain the same, that wishes for everything to just stop and stay as it is. But your soul yearns for change. It yearns for something new, for something better. Have you ever noticed that each new experience you have leaves you different? It leaves you changed. You're not even the same person, guys, as you were 5 seconds ago, because you've had new thoughts that you've probably never had before. And that changes who you are. It changes your mind. It changes your soul. It changes your spirit. We change every second of every day. It's part of our experience. It's part of who we are. And that's okay. Change means challenges. So let's not run from those challenges. Take them head on. Expect them, because they happen all the time. We act like these challenges are just a surprise. Every time a challenging or a difficult circumstances arises in our lives, we oftentimes run the other way. We act like we weren't expecting this, when in fact, things change all the time. Sometimes, most of the time, little by little. But they're changes that we notice, changes we're aware of. It's the big changes that we decide to put our head in the sand. And they become more and more difficult the longer we ignore them. You've noticed this. The longer you ignore something, it goes from being something very small to growing into a mountain. And you still want to stick your head in the sand. Meet these challenges head on. Get into the habit. Be prepared for these things. Stop viewing tough circumstances as negative. Because it's a little bit difficult, because it's not what you're used to, you want to view it as negative. This shouldn't be happening to me. But have you ever stopped to think that this is happening to you for a reason? And that reason is this. This is your opportunity to grow. You're here, and now you want to go up a level. You weren't aware of it, but your subconscious was. You weren't aware of it consciously, but your soul was. You're put in position sometimes unconsciously, subconsciously, to help you grow. Sometimes you're put in a situation so you can grow, so you can take that next step for your personal growth and evolution. So change your perception, change your perspective, and say rather, this situation is here to allow me to grow, to allow me to improve as an individual, to allow me to improve as a person. Something I want you to think about, but really take some time with this, is why I'm stopping on this. You know, think about this question. How are you viewing yourself? And this matters in many, many different things, but really in this talk I'm having with you, it matters in respect to challenges, and it matters in respect to your personal growth, is how are you viewing yourself? Are you viewing yourself as your job title? Are you viewing yourself as your relationship status? Are you viewing yourself as a failure in something, and that's what you carry with you. Because I'm here to tell you, you're multifaceted, which is really an understatement. Every person that you know, that you meet, every person in the world, including you, is rather like a diamond. There's so many faces. There's so many sides that to call yourself or to view yourself as an accountant or to view yourself only as a husband, only as any just one thing is really selling yourself short, guys. It really is. Because you're not your job and you're not your emotions. You're something bigger than that. And that through whatever lens you're looking through, if it's just so small as to say, well, I'm an accountant. And it's not so much that you're saying this to people. When I say you say, I'm really meaning what you're thinking about yourself. It's what do you think of yourself? What's that image that you hold in your mind when you think of you? And through that lens, you're going to view your challenges and view these quote-unquote difficult circumstances differently. Because the better you think of yourself, the more apt and the more able you're going to be to take on tough circumstances. Just remember, you're bigger than one or two perceptions. You're more like 1,000. The more you can uncover about yourself and really be proud of, the better. I can't say it enough. You have to express your creativity, because creativity we've made into such a mountain. It's this big thing that only a few people are creative. If they're, you know, if you're an amazing artist and you can paint really well, or you can sculpt, or you're a great writer, or a great, you know, singer or songwriter, those are the artists. Everyone else, I'm not creative. You've got to let that go. Everyone's creative. Everyone has a longing to create something, whether it's with their hands, whether it's with their mind, or whether it's with their voice. It's irrelevant, but you have to find that for you and express that, because that expression, that creativity, that's your soul speaking. You've got to give it a voice. We've got to stop assuming that it's okay to stifle our creativity, which is in essence stifling our souls, and that you're going to somehow live a fulfilled life doing that. That's not going to work. How's it worked for you so far? I mean, you're living it. So how's it going for you? To just go through this autonomous life, just this autoplay, how's that working for you? It's not. Change it up. The line of, I have always wanted to, everyone says that. Everyone has that in their head. I have always really wanted to fill in the blank. Whatever that is for you, you need to do that, because that's expressing who you are and what you want to be and what you want to do. Follow that path and you'll be on the right path. We're always changing in our lives. Our lives are moving a mile a minute, especially in this modern world that we have before us. Embrace our personal change. Our circumstances will change. Sometimes they're changes that we've created. Sometimes it seems like things are acting upon us. But no matter what happens to you, whether you did it, but more importantly, when things act upon you, or you feel like they are, that this thing just happened to me, I never wanted this to happen, why is this happening to me? That's a knee-jerk reaction, guys. That's the low road to take. Change that voice, change your inner thought and thinking, and rather accept the circumstance that you're in as though you chose to be there. Take that kind of ownership of it. This is okay. I'm going to be fine. And here's why. Here's what I'm going to get out of this circumstance. Here's what I'm going to get out of this situation. This is why I'm in this circumstance. This is what I'm going to get from this. This is why this is great. Write it down. Think it in your mind. Whatever you have to do, talk it out with someone. But you have to take those, where did this come from, circumstances. You have to take those and approach them as if you chose them yourself. So to you, to your family, and to the world, may you be blessed.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Elliott Podcast. For writings by Michael and more podcast episodes, go to michaelelliott.net.